This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
I love that you guys send us emails and have the confidence in us to ask our advice when you're having problems. I just don't understand why you do it because none of us are qualified. None of us. But keep emailing and we will give you our amateur opinions on it. Sometimes we get emails, though, that are above our pay grade and we're like, okay, we can't deal with this one. So we bring professionals on. In this case, it's Andrea Berkley of Honest Women Podcast. They are part of the Pioneer Network that I own. And hey, how you doing, Andrea?
I'm doing great, Bert. I cannot wait to answer this question. This is my specialty.
All right. You ready to dig in on this one? Krista's got the email. All right.
All right. So we got an email from a Bert Show listener, and the gist is she is 8 months pregnant. Her husband wants his mom, aka her mother-in-law, to be in the delivery room. Mother-in-law, of course, wants to be in there too. She has been making comments about how she can't wait to be in the delivery room when her new grandchild is born. Only problem is the mom, Erin, doesn't want her there and doesn't know how to tell her or her husband. The mother-in-law has just kind of invited herself. And at first, Erin thought she was joking, but lately she's been saying it more and more. So she wants to know, how do I tell my mother-in-law and my husband without hurting their feelings? I do not want them in the delivery room, especially since she does want her own mom to be in there.
See, now, if I'm a professional therapist, this is a very quick session because Erin comes in, she lays on the couch, she tells me about this problem, and I say, oh, hell no. What else? What else are we going to work on this week? That's it. But Andrea, in your professional opinion, how do you handle that?
So the answer can seem clear, but the why is really important. So I have a whole practice that's dedicated to helping couples through the transition to parenthood, because this is when you, Erin, but also your marriage are the most vulnerable that you will ever be. Rachel. And this scenario, being pressured to have your mother-in-law in the delivery room while you are in labor, is like 911 emergency alert system, all lights and bells are going off. This is going to be a problem that could impact your relationship with your husband for years to come, and certainly with your mother-in-law. I mean, this is the stuff that people are in marriage counseling for 10 years from now. This will be brought up.
Andrea, so how do you nip something like that in the bud right off the bat? Because this is such a value difference here. And there's, I guess you could call it, there's an assumption of...
Well, it's my grandbaby, too. I deserve
right,
to be in there.
Right, of entitlement, there I think go. Is the word that I'm looking for, right? So if this is happening in the beginning of the relationship, what do you do to set the tone? Like, okay, no, this is so off limits.
Yes, it is so off limits. It is... a key moment where, like you said, if this is the tone of the relationship, this is going to continue, but you have to stop it right now because this is going to create an attachment injury, which is an abandonment or a betrayal during a critical moment of need. And Erin, there is no more critical moment of need that you will ever have than when you are going through labor. So you have to reframe. Going through labor is not about a baby. Okay, the baby comes at the end. They're like late to the party. Going through labor is the event, okay? You giving birth, it's the whole thing. It's not a spectator sport. Mm-hmm. It's the most grueling, vulnerable, private, spiritual time you will ever go through as you bring a baby into the world. It's not about the baby, and it's not about your husband, and it's certainly not about his mother. It's got to be about you.
I know fathers take offense to hearing that because they're like, hey, it's my baby too. I can contribute to this. ironically enough, I can't remember if it was on Threads or on X, I saw somebody post something in regards to the mother-in-law being in the delivery room. Like, this person was adamant, the husband was adamant. And she go, and somebody was trying to give advice, and they go, all right, well, tell your husband that in order for his mother-in-law to be in the delivery room, he has to defecate in front of her. He has to sit there naked with his legs spread wide open and have her stare at his genitals for several hours. And if he can do that, then she can be in the delivery room.
That's pretty solid.
Absolutely.
Right?
So, I mean, that's, this, it is, like you said, it's such a vulnerable position to be in when you're giving birth.
Yes. And this is one of those things, like, if you know, you know. So if you've never been there, you don't understand what labor is like. You also don't know what it's like to have a newborn. And we can't fault people for not understanding, but there is some education that you can get around that. I actually have an essay to recommend to this this listener, Aaron. Aaron, look up the lemon clot essay. I Googled it this morning. It comes up. It's called the Lemon Clot Essay. It doesn't specifically talk about giving birth. It talks about the few weeks postpartum, but it's going to give you an idea about like how down and dirty the whole experience is. You don't know because you haven't been there. Your husband doesn't know. He cannot conceptualize it. Everyone's about to get a real wake-up call. Just don't let your mother-in-law be in the room when that happens.
Such good advice. That's Andrea Berkley. She's from the Honest Women podcast, and she does it with Jessica every week. For those that haven't heard them, tell them in like 30 seconds what the podcast is all about and what's going on this week.
The podcast is all about scenarios like these, the things that happen in your life. We hear them every day in our therapy room, and then we talk about them, not specifically, but on the podcast the way we would with our friends who just happen to be therapists. And it's always pretty intense. Yeah. So this week we talk about social media, but last week we talked about how to apologize well. And if Aaron's husband pressures her here, he's going to need to listen to that episode.
Okay, all right.
He's going to be apologizing.
J. Cole needed to listen to that episode. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, Andrea, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right, it's the Honest Women podcast.
The Burt Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of drinks with your best mom friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley.
And Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.